Welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio, where you will find the comfort knowing that the other side is but a whisper away, and a whisper away is your link to heaven. Now, here is your host, your guide, critically acclaimed, world-renowned psychic medium, Robbie Thomas.
Hello and welcome to A Link to Heaven Radio. I hope you got your ears on. We got a wonderful night tonight. Toll free, 1-888-268-4313, or you can call 281-419-7697. Tonight for this very special show we have and we're about to share with each other. Well, folks, you remember last week I gave a hint and I'm going through some riddles, and at the end of all the riddles, whoever guesses it properly will get an autographed book of mine sent to you. So last week's clue was, now get a pen and paper ready, here we go. Just when you thought nothing was about to appear, something will be making noise, and we will be there. That was last week's clue. Once again, just when you thought nothing was about to appear, something will be making noise, and we will be there. This week, the week before, we had this one. Seeing is believing, and that is what we are about. Grab a hold of your popcorn, and we'll be giving you a shout. Once again, that was seeing is believing, and that is what we are about. Grab hold of your popcorn, and we'll be giving you a shout. Now, this week's clue. Holy cow, holy crow, one for the money and two for the show. Once more, your clue for this week is holy cow, holy crow, one for the money and two for the show. Now, as you know, right here on BBS Radio, we are full of surprises, and we love you, the listening audience. So we're going to give you a chance to solve this riddle over the up-and-coming weeks as to what we are here at BBS Radio up to. And I wonder, you know, we're little stinkers. We're up to a lot of stuff. So you be sure and tune in. In doing so, if you are correct in guessing the riddle, I am going to personally, again, autograph my book, A Link to Heaven, Chats with the Other Side, and send it to you, the winner of this torturous, riddleless game we're doing. If it isn't mainstream, it's on BBS Radio. That's right. All you good people tuning in, we will have so much to offer our listeners. That's you in the up-and-coming year. Now, what you do is this. During the events here on BBS, you can email your contest answers to contact@bloginservice, that's BLOGIN service, service.com. And we will review your entries and keep you posted to who is close and give subtle hints along the way as well. You can email your comments as well as how you like the A Link to Heaven Radio show or any show on BBS Radio for that matter. And we will actually stick up a few of your reviews on the main page or even on my show page. And I'll even write you back on a few of them. So be sure and write into me and write into the program people here. You can put your name as John, and for instance, John living in Ontario, Canada, or Susie living in Alabama. But we'll get back to you. We always say here at BBS, and A Link to Radio, Heaven Radio, it's all about you, and we mean that. You are the very institution that drives us to do what we do. So get ready for a fabulous show we have in store for you this evening, folks. Grab yourself a drink, like I said, popcorn or whatever makes you feel at home here. For remember, we are all family, BBS and you. And I'll be right back in about 5 minutes following this short break. Have your questions ready, dream interpretations, or anything else you wish to ask, and I'll definitely see you on the flip side.
Robbie Thomas, a prolific writer, author of Spirit and the Other Side, has many accomplishments to his name. Robbie has been seen on television and heard on radio around the world, where he has reached out to so many, bringing comfort and joy to those who seek knowledge of life here and on the other side. Robbie can now be heard right here on BBS Radio every Sunday evening starting at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, to where he will answer your questions of loved ones, dream interpretations, past life readings, and help you better understand the spirit within you. You can purchase Robbie's book, A Link to Heaven, Chat from the Other Sides, from Barnes & Nobles in the United States nationwide or online at www.barnesandnoble.com. Also, you may purchase a copy of A Link to Heaven, Chats from the Other Side in the Indigo Chapter Kohl's stores in Canada nationwide or visit online at www.indigo.ca. Coming soon to bookstores near you are Robbie's latest writings, Signs from Heaven. The government of Canada has hailed this to be a truly inspiring work and an essence of spirit. A book that will give you inspirations for your everyday life. Robbie also has many other shows that are scheduled. You can check out those times and listings at www.robbiethomas.net or here at BBS Radio. And you can always forward your comments or letters on to BBS Radio and have the voice of your spirit heard.
Welcome back, all you beautiful people. Look, I want to go over those one more time, just in case everybody missed them, but I'm going to go over them for you. Remember, last week's clue was, just when you thought nothing was about to appear, something will be making noise, and we will be there. That was last week's clue. This week, the week before that was this. Seeing is believing, and that is what we're about. Grab hold of your popcorn, and we'll be giving you a shout. Now this week, your clue is, holy cow, holy crow, one for the money and two for that show. These are your clues. If you have any inkling whatsoever that which you know what I'm trying to get across here, and you're tired of these tedious little riddles, you can email at contact@bloginservice.com. That's contact@bloginservice.com. And to the winner, we will post your answer, who you are, on my page, and I will autograph my first book, A Link to Heaven, Chats with the Other Side, and I will send it to you personally. Remember, that's contact@bloginservice.com. And remember, you don't have to just write in about that. Write in about your what you feel about the program and what about BBS Radio. You know, let us know how you feel, because remember, it's all about you and we care about you. Okay, folks, toll free, 1-888-268-4313. That's 1-888-268-4313. International calls. And outside of the United States, you can try that number that I just gave, or you can try this number, 1-281-419-7697. That's 1-281-419-7697. What goes bump in the night at your house? Now, that's a loaded question, and I know a lot of you just probably had a big giggle. But you know what? There's things that do go bump at my house and creak and ting and toing, and they make all these funny noises. Wondering who's playing you, paying you a visit at night, or is it just your imagination? You feel the essence of spirit around you, yet you just can't put your finger on it. This is many things we think about. Tonight, we will be discussing the realm of spirit and who is playing with me. Or paying me a visit. Should you worry or be full of fright? Many of us have encountered the other side from time to time in our presence in our homes. You know, there's many times I have. And hey, what about our vehicles? Let's look at that. And even while we're out in public, is this possible? Give me a call. 1-888-268-4313. 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697 for this beautiful show we got for you tonight. Amazing. From a moment, we could be calm and sitting watching television. Then from out of the blue, we feel something, or is it someone, looking over our shoulder? And what the heck do they want from us? Hello, caller. How are you tonight?
Hi. I'm doing fine, I think.
Oh, good, good, good. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Gordon. I'm calling from Bronx, New York.
Oh, how are you?
Great.
Good.
Who am I speaking to?
My name's Robbie Thomas.
Uh-oh, you're the guy I'm listening to on radio now.
Yeah, you are.
Oh, great.
You have a question for me?
Yes.
Okay.
My question is, my aunt who passed away a few years ago, I see her in my dreams twice.
Okay.
But she's younger now, and she looks like she's pretty together.
Okay. And are you worried?
No, because she died of Alzheimer's, but she was in bad shape when she died. But she looked really good in the dream. She looked younger than I ever saw her.
Okay. Do you understand what she was trying to convey to you?
Not really.
Okay. You practically just said it yourself. She looked good. She was fine. She had it together. Well, see, that's what she's trying to show you. Everything is fine. And when they pay us a visit like that, that's the most subtle way we can have an approach in any aspect of spirit coming to us. It would be better than, say, if you were sitting watching TV, like I was just discussing here, and then she just popped up in front of you. That would frighten you, wouldn't it?
But
it would kind of freak you out. And, you know, and I'll admit it. I've seen it, and I've seen many of them, and I still get freaked. But, you know, the best way is when a loved one comes through in our dreams, so subtle, to show us they are fine. And this is what she was conveying with you. She was telling you, like, what you've seen her prior to passing is not her. She is beautiful, she is fine, and she's in perfect harmony.
I'm listening to you, I think, on the radio. Is this the tape I'm listening to?
No, we're live.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, what you're getting is a delayed effect because you're listening to me also on the radio, and we're talking on the phone.
Oh, so I'm listening to like a tape delay. Oh, okay. I wasn't too sure what that was. That's why
you were thinking you had a twin brother, somebody was on the phone or something.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah. So, did you have a question? Any more questions about that?
Not really. I was listening to you on another show with the lady, what's her name? I forgot her name already. That's probably because I'm here talking to you. But
okay. Take your time.
Is there anything you could possibly tell me about myself, my spiritual life?
Yeah, sure. You know, when we're talking about that, are you getting into totems and the tarot cards and stuff like this? I feel like you want to investigate something like this.
Oh, yeah. Well, I don't want to investigate that, but I will my spirituality more, you know.
Yeah.
Because it's important nowadays.
Right. Have you been doing a little bit of soul searching?
Oh, yeah. For a while.
Yeah, you're kind of trying to get back into the groove of, you know, what is right, what was wrong type thing?
Well, what's right for me, you know?
You carry a lot of burden on your shoulders. And I know you understand. And I know you understand how to rid it. But it's funny how we understand and we know how, but yet we don't really do it. Have you ever, while you're doing your soul searching, tried to release it? Even like writing it out. Writing it out and giving yourself that reprieve.
Yeah, I guess I'm one of those guys that have a difficult time of letting go of bad situations. And I try talking them out. But, you know, it's strange how you know what to do, except the feelings are still there.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. It becomes like a clouded dust ball. And you know what to do, but you just can't rid yourself of it. The way I don't like to call it instruct, but the way I share with people is, you know, I know it's tedious, but write it out. That way, you're giving yourself the power of suggestion. You're giving it to you. You're not taking it from anybody else, but you're giving it to yourself. And you see your words on paper, and you look at them, and you go, yeah, you know, man, it feels good to get this off my back. And then, you know, tear it up, throw it away, or keep it, and then you can reflect back on it and say, look, I got rid of it then, and I'm getting, you know, I'm going along. And you check back a week later at different ones that you're writing down, and you peel them off one at a time, and you get rid of them.
That's interesting. I had heard you say that too on the other show about that, and I was kind of wondering how effective that would be. I would have to do it a lot of times, or you think?
No, you know, honestly, I think you do have the tools in you. You're a very strong individual. I think you can let this go. Do it a few. You know what I want you to do? Can you call me again next week? And we can take a, I would love to discuss this again with you. Take this up again with you. Do the week. Do this week.
Well, it's my work weekend next weekend. How about the weekend after?
Oh, that's even better. That gives us a 2-week space there. That is better. You draw it up. You write down everything you want, Gordon, on paper that you feel is, you know, you want to get rid of, and watch it. You know what I mean? And just let yourself go. Let the reprieve come. You know, you want to find that solace. So then tear it up. Let it go. You know, that's how you're going to learn and train yourself. I know it's old school, but it does work.
Okay. I'll give it a try. So you suggest this once a day or?
Yeah, if you have a, it doesn't matter. If you have a couple problems through the day and you feel like you really want to unleash it, write that down too. Write as much as you want. Let it go. Let it flow out. Offer it to the universe. We should never keep in negative ill intentions or will against ourselves. We should just release it to the universe. That's what God wants. He doesn't want us to have burden. We live for the day to the fullest you can. We worry about tomorrow when it comes, and yesterday was a gift. We just got to live for today. Show ourselves, our inner self, we love ourselves. So do that. Give yourself a shot at that.
I also wanted to ask you a question before you boot me out of here to go on the interview.
I would never boot you out. Yeah, go ahead.
About this meditation. It's a new meditation that I got, and it's like a round orange red ball. How do you think effective that would be if I could stay consistent with it for, say, a while into the future?
You know, it's really funny. I was editing part of one of my books, and it's on the meditation. It's a complete chapter on meditation. And I explain in there is no wrong or right way to meditate. Throughout your day, you daydream, you're meditating. You sit and you watch television, and you take yourself from the then and now, and you're actually concentrating on that, and your mind is slipped. That's a meditation. You're talking to me. Whatever distracts the then and now of whatever consciousness thinking that you had that is burdening you, that is a part of meditation. Now, if you really want to get into the deep meditation where your mind and body become one and you try to relax and become calm and peaceful, you know, do what you can do. Don't force yourself. Don't get all upset that it isn't working, because in time it does work. It's like questioning your faith. If you don't question it, you're not putting yourself in check. So just like meditation, if you're finding it difficult and you find that you're not achieving anything, but you are, so that means you're just going to keep doing it and doing it. And you will, sooner or later, find the key, and you're just going to turn it, and you're going to go, wow, this is great. It'll work for you.
Well, that sounds pretty good. It sounds pretty good. Do you think I'm going to work out a way to get into some classes that are accredited toward physical therapy? Because my problem is consistency, and I go through these mood swings. Where,
yeah, I know. You know, I don't want to say, have you ever taken, like, management courses?
No.
Okay. Have you wanted to, has it crossed your mind? Because I'm thinking that maybe if you took a little bit of self-management that way, you can understand how to give yourself directives. And I know when you're heading for the meditation and you're asking me about, when we talked about the burden and how to release it and everything, these are forms of that. But I would really like to see if you would take yourself and and just put yourself into something and that would give you directive guidance, make you feel, you know, number one, because you are. You are number one. And that would give you the most personable way to approach spirituality within yourself. It will give you the chance to become that person you want to be, other than stepping aside and looking bad. You want to be that person, so just take that step. You can do it.
A management course.
Yeah, like a personal management course. I'm not saying anger management, but a personal management course on your inner self. They offer them out there. You can check with your local church. You can check with different organizations. There are things out there that, you know, can build you up. And even calling me, you know, like you say you're going to call me in 2 weeks' time, I don't mind. Call me. You know, that's what I'm here for.
That sounds great, because that's my big, big problem. Getting my energy up to stay consistent, and also managing, how can I say, really just being consistent, managing my emotions and being grounded in a positive outlook to progress. It seems like I can wake up any given day and feel like, oh, what the heck. And that's what my biggest thing is. And I can't seem to put one foot in front of the other and stay on a stable, focused course toward achieving my goals. It's like I take one step forward and then two steps back.
But, you know, with everything that I've told you, this is the proper way of doing it. And you're going to, I guarantee you this, Gordon, in a month's time, you're going to look back and go, wow, I made progression. And I did take more than two steps forward. I guarantee you that.
Okay. I'm going to try it your way this time.
Good. Good stuff. Good stuff. And I love talking to you. You give me a call back again in 2 weeks, and we'll see where you are, and then I can help you out a little more.
Okay, guys. Thanks for the airtime.
You bet.
And you have a great night.
Yeah, God bless you.
God bless. Say goodbye. Bye.
Well, folks, that was beautiful. That was beautiful. He's a fantastic individual, and I wish him well. Again, you know, we're talking about things that go bump in the night, you know, your house and clinging, clang and creak and all that. And, you know, it's amazing from the moment we can, you know, you're calm, like I was saying, we're sitting watching television and you just kind of sense someone there, you know, you're getting freaked and what have you, you know, maybe it's a bit, you know, I was going to say here, you're sitting, thinking, feeling, and you're getting a little apprehensive. You're wondering, what is that? This is a perfect time too. Pull out those journals, start writing down what you're feeling, what you're hearing, and stuff. Keep track. Then you'll know exactly what goes on, what times you'll have logged, when's the most active part of the time through the house, and what have you. It's almost like doing EVPs and stuff. You know, we are forever watched, or you know, in our life from the afterlife. If we all just sit and discover that feeling within, knowing the truth is out there, why do we kid ourselves? That's the thinking of the rationale. Only leads to a very rash way of thinking, leaving us bewildered, let's say, not knowing what to think. So the best thing I say, if you're feeling this, write it out. Best homework, the best advice I can give anybody, write it out, see what's going on, take a look down the road, look a week, 2 weeks back, and you say, wow, now I know. It starts at 1 o'clock in the morning or 2 o'clock in the morning, goes to when. I know exactly the path that's going on. I feel who it is. I feel this. And then you just write it all down. That'll give you just the perfect sense of what's going on. Yes. It's most certainly true. We are so much a part of the other side, for we are all family. They are a part of us here, an extended family to say the least. If we feel it, why do we try to overanalyze We shouldn't overanalyze. We should take what comes in and be as a perspective. Think about it, know it, feel it inside you, like I said, and write it down if you want. Funny how we think as humans. It's our nature. We're just so humanistic, aren't we? Nothing wrong with that whatsoever, remember. It's a great way to think. Skepticism is just this. It builds walls, barriers in all of us. And it's that great ingredient that keeps us going. Like I said, we question things to keep ourselves in check, but that's the proper thing to do. We often need the balance of skepticism in order to keep the faith in our own being. When we question anything in life, we are actually allowing ourselves. We're allowing ourselves to grow and learn more. That's the whole thing about life and spirit and what have you. We want to learn. We're on the quest of knowledge. We are human. We want this. We need it. Learning is an appropriate way in anything in life. Keep the black and white analytical view that we take a look at so often, and then add color, because that's what we need. We need to have this variance. We need this. This is what gives us the drive, the absolute, and there's nothing wrong with it. Just think, if we never questioned anything in life, we would be boring individuals, walking around mindless in every way. That's why we're so unique. Every individual is so unique. You're all beautiful people. You just, if you have anything going bump in the night or anything at all, give me a call. Remember, 1-888-268-4313. That's 1-888-268-4313. Or 1-281-419-7697. That's 1-281-419-7697. We'll do dreams. We'll do past lives. Give me a call. I want to talk to you. When we question anything at all, we're doing ourselves a service. Skepticism is derived exactly from this. There is the yearning to know, and it's the fear in knowing. Fear not what you do not know. Fear what you do. Now, that's a pretty thought-provoking statement I just said. Kind of a tongue twister if I said that 10 times too. But again, you know, skepticism. We have to look at it. And we are our own worst critics. We really are. There's, you know, it's, like I said, it's the yearning to know. And it's the fear in knowing. But fear not what you do not know. Fear what you do. So, bump, 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 click, smash, creak, and whatever else is happening in and around you, it's a great thing. And some people are like, I don't want this. I don't want this going on in my house. What is going on? Life is never a boring moment, and you make your life here. But have we forgotten those who used to do the same as us, and they are now free-willed spirits, meaning they travel this life and the next? There are those who are trapped, and they are trapped. They pass from sudden death or what have you in this life that have been had a fate, like again, unforeseen, let's say, by a car accident or, like I said, just said, sudden death. That leaves them wandering and wondering in this plane. Those dark shadows we see out of the corner of our eyes, or even full frontal views at times, pretty annoying to say the least, even scary making us feel uncomfortable. Those are trapped entities. And some... Hello, caller, how are you?
Hello.
Hello.
Hi, Robbie, how you doing?
I am fantastic. What's your first name, hon? Where are you calling from?
My name is Majda, and I'm calling from Miami, Florida.
Oh, my aunt, you're making me jealous.
I know, everyone is.
Oh, my gosh. You know, we're here, it's freezing cold, and you're
got
what? Oh,
my God, it's so hot. I have to put on the ceiling fan.
Oh, look at this. Do we cut her off now or what? I'm sorry to get your first name again, hon. What was it?
It's Najda.
Oh, that's nice.
Thank you.
Very pretty.
Yeah, it's unique. I like it too.
Yes, unique. And that is one word I used tonight, by the way, being unique, because we're all unique individuals.
Yes, we are.
So tell me, you have a question for me?
Yeah, I have actually two questions. One has to do with the spirits that I think I'm surrounded by. I feel like there's a presence in my house, like my door of my bedroom. Like, even my brother has sensed it too. He's like, you know, I thought you were in your room, but I went in your room and you weren't home, and because I heard your door slam.
Right.
But then when I looked, your door was closed. So,
you know what I'm getting?
Yes.
There was an older gentleman that lived there that passed.
Oh.
Yeah, and from head problems. This is what I'm getting.
Okay.
An older gentleman that was in the home and passed with head problems. And I'm thinking, and I'm feeling this, like a tumor in the head. So brain cancer, right?
Okay.
And that's what I'm getting. Oddly enough, I'm getting the name of, I'm getting two names. I'm going to put them together. John Allen. So John. And I got another name came like separate, Allen. So it could be John Allen as his name. John Allen.
Okay.
In the middle. So you writing this down?
Yep, I am.
Oh, okay, good. Good stuff. This is what comes. Now, this fellow passed... I'm looking quite a ways back in on that land area there. John Allen. So I know you can do a search. I know you
okay.
can do a search. You can go up to your land registry or any office that carries the documents, and you can see who lived in that area or that home, and
okay.
get John Allen. I get, and it come in broken up like John and then Allen. So sometimes when it comes in like that for me, it's very significant, and it means
okay.
that... Either on the paper, I had one time, the lady had her name as Elizabeth, right? But
mm-hmm.
she came in, she said her name was Eliza, and I didn't understand why she broke it up and put Beth. And then I went to the land registry. After the weekend, we did the show. We took a look, and her name was Eliza. They ran out of room, and they put Beth on top. So that signified that was her back in 1920.
Oh,
so
okay.
there's a reason why John and Alan is coming in here like this.
Okay.
It's broken up.
And so he's the one who's messing with my door?
This is the individual that is in your, that comes in your home. Yeah. Have you seen dark shadow out of your eye?
Yes, I have.
Okay. You want to get rid of this guy?
So far I don't feel that he's harmful in any way.
Okay.
But he's, I mean, I don't know. Like it depends. Like, this is the house I grew up in, and
right.
when I was younger, I was more scared than now.
Right, right. I just feel there's a big draw. I don't know if there's a cemetery close to you there. There's markers on that land, or they dug up. There was, like, a cemetery plot in that area. I'm going to tell you, if you want to get rid of this guy,
okay.
what I do is, light a white candle
mm-hmm.
and just say a prayer for him and just tell him to go. But you be affirming, have a lot of compassion. I know you're very compassionate. I can feel it. And just tell him to go. Go to the light. Go home. Tell him you love him and his family members love him. Offer up this to him and just be affirming. You might have to do it a few times, but just keep doing it over the course of, say, 15 minutes. And then what it'll feel to you is this, when I've done paranormal investigations and walked in homes, and I feel all these entities, you can feel the spirits, the air's kind of thick, you can feel them. But then when they do go, the air becomes thinner, and it's just like a big weight gone, and you can feel it gone.
Okay.
And you'll walk through your home, because you walk through your home, through the hall, you feel there's like a thickness walking in there, and you're always looking, is he there? Walking back, and that's where I'm getting, that's what I'm feeling. So if you go there, just say it. You'll feel the difference in your air, in your home.
Okay. Is there also, I think my brother's cat who passed away, I see a little black thing running across. She was a black cat. And I think I see her. Like, I see this black thing out of the corner of my eye that darts across my feet sometimes,
right,
and darts around the corner sometimes. But when I look, we have another cat in the house, and it's not her.
Right.
There's this little black thing, and I think it's a cat, and I think he's just running in and out of, I don't know.
Your other cat now does look in weird ways. What I mean by that is, you know how your animal, your cat, will sit there and be normal in the room and what have you?
Yes.
But sometimes it looks at the most peculiar spot.
She does.
And that's what she's looking at. And, you know, I don't know who Sammy or Samantha was, or this name comes, Sammy, Samantha. This name's coming in here now.
Okay.
This name here, write that down.
Samantha.
Samantha, Sammy. Those three names. Your cat, when you see your cat looking there,
mm-hmm,
and seeing that, that's what your cat, because animals are really, really attuned, and she's noticing that. She comes and she visits, so I would not be afraid of that at all. It's not like she's trapped here.
Okay, don't be afraid of Samantha.
No, she's not trapped here. So,
oh, okay.
Yeah.
And is she a cat or a spirit or...
Pardon me?
Is she... She's not a cat. The black thing that I see, this is not... This is something else. Because I asked about... There's a cat that my brother had that passed away, and I thought it was my cat that had passed away, my brother's cat.
Right.
Midnight? I don't think... you're saying it's not her. It's another spirit, Samantha, who's in the house, too.
Yeah, so you're seeing another black... you know that... But you get the cat there. There's the cat there. So when your cat looks in the most peculiar way in a different spot of the home, that it'd be like looking in the corner. You know what I mean?
Yeah, there's a cat that's alive, but I also think that a former cat that used to live here that passed away comes and visits. But
right.
I'm not quite
Don't
sure.
be afraid of that. Don't
okay.
be afraid. Yeah, that's okay.
Okay.
That's
All
okay.
Right. Okay.
Yeah. Well, you know, happy ghost hunting.
Oh, I wanted to know, I thought my grandmother was visiting me, but I wasn't sure. She passed away around a year ago.
Do you have like a rosary of hers or a chain that's like a chain-linked rosary or something of hers?
No, I don't.
Okay, somebody's got a chain-linked rosary.
Probably her daughter, like my mother or my aunt.
Okay, because this is I'm drawing it, and I'm doing like the chain link thing down on the paper, and I'm doing this, and she's acknowledging this. So this was actually, and I feel like a gift from her, or given to her from somebody.
Oh, okay.
So it was your grandmother's, but somebody gave it to someone as a gift from her. So I don't know if it was her daughter gave it to her daughter, but some in that fashion. And I feel like a younger female has this, and she's acknowledging this. So
okay.
this is like, you know, she's very happy about this for some reason.
Oh, okay. Oh, that's good. I'm glad she's happy.
Yeah. Yeah. Very much so. Very much so. The number 7 comes in for her. Comes in for you. Comes in for her. 7. And I'm circling it. The 7. And it belongs here. Yeah. This is funny how I'm drawing this, and I get the number. So whoever the 7 and the 7th, it belongs to them. Comes in that way.
Okay. The 7th, or okay. Oh, that's my mother, and coincidentally, my mom's sister is visiting too, and they went to go visit her grave today.
Oh, is that right?
Yeah.
Okay.
They went to go visit her grave today.
Oh, well, there you go. There you go. That's just acknowledgement. That's very good. That's very
yeah,
good.
Yeah. So it could very well be my mom's sister that had the rosary.
Okay.
I'm not sure. I'll ask her.
Oh, definitely. Definitely do that.
I will. And I have one last question. This is personally pertaining to me.
Okie doke.
I just wanted to know, career wise, I wanted to know, when do you see me working in a residency? In in the next few weeks or a few days. I've been this ever.
I'm getting the third. So in March. Third. So a routine to me is the third month, March. What are we in? We're in January. So you got like a month to go, a very short month coming up here. But there's something on the third, and I'm giving it as March.
Okay. Something, okay, 3rd of March.
That is where I feel there's going to be where you go and you're going to do. So this is where I feel you're going to go and do your residency, or you do you're getting a call. That's what I'm getting. So
okay. That
is this is the month March.
It's the month March. You don't see anything in February.
No, hon. I don't.
Okay.
I'm sorry. No, I am. I wish I could drum it up for people, but I can't. I do. I do.
It's okay. I don't want you to lie. You don't have to sugarcoat for me.
No, I'm not. It's just that I wish I could, but then, no, there's nothing there. And I just see March.
Okay. So, March, I'm looking forward to it.
Good. Good. Very happy for you.
All right. Well, you have a good night.
Yeah, you have a wonderful evening.
Okay. Bye.
Bye-bye. Yes. Well, folks, I'm going to take a fast little break, and I'll be back in 5. Stay tuned.
Rob Thomas, a prolific writer, author of Spirit and the Other Side, has many accomplishments to his name. Robbie has been seen on television and heard on radio around the world, where he has reached out to so many, bringing comfort and joy to those who seek knowledge of light here and on the other side. Robbie can now be heard right here on BBS Radio every Sunday evening, starting at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, to where he will answer your questions of loved ones, dream interpretations, past life readings, and help you better understand the spirit within you. You can purchase Robbie's book, A Link to Heaven, Chat from the Other Sides, from Barnes & Noble's in the United States nationwide, or online at www.barnesandnoble.com. Also, you may purchase a copy of A Link to Heaven, Chats from the Other Side in the Indigo Chapter Kohl's stores in Canada nationwide, or visit online at www.indigo.ca. Coming soon to bookstores near you are Robbie's latest writings, Signs from Heaven. The government of Canada has hailed this to be a truly inspiring work and an essence of spirit, a book that will give you inspirations for your everyday life. Robbie also has many other shows that are scheduled. You can check out those times and listings at www.robbiethomas.net or here at BBS Radio. And you can always forward your comments or letters on to BBS Radio and have the voice of your spirit heard.
Bump, bump, bump. Clickety clank. Smash creak. Whatever else happens around your home. Well, hello, caller. How are you this evening?
Hi, how are you?
I'm fabulous, thank you. What's your first name? Where are you calling from?
Cindy from Maryland.
Hi, Cindy from Maryland.
Hi.
How's your night?
Not too bad.
Good stuff. So you like the show?
Yeah, very good. Very interesting.
Oh, thank you. Thank you. Yeah, whatever goes clickety link at nighttime, eh?
Exactly. Those things always scare me and stuff.
Yeah.
So it's like, oh, man, I don't know if I even want to know if there's anything around this house. But,
Are you the type that when you hear something, you put the covers just a little closer to the bridge of your nose, ready to pop it over your eyes?
Yes.
Yeah.
That's definitely me. Definitely.
So you have a question for me tonight?
Yes. Actually, I wanted to know, as far as like career-wise, like where I was headed, if there's anything maybe even guiding me or helping me get to where I need to get to, and exactly what is it. You know, what will I be doing in the future, near future?
Yeah, I don't know if you've done management and service. I'm getting going into doing, would it be like office work or management service here, running or organizing, I don't want to say buildings, but it looks like office. So have you done office work?
Nope.
Okay, well, this is where you're going. I don't know if you had plans to do this, but it's going into like looking after an office. And I'm not saying like cleaning. I'm seeing that you're actually going in and working in an office with people.
Okay.
And working along that line.
Does that have anything to do with maybe like public health type stuff?
Yeah, like a management type thing. So that would be like that. Have you taken schooling at all for, I want to say, what's the word? It's stuck in my head and I can't get it out. Better management or something, management type
stuff?
Yeah.
Job? Well, right now, trying to get a public health degree, and I'm doing, it's more about like the management side of it, I guess.
Yeah.
So I could run an organization or something like that.
Yeah. Yeah, exactly. So this is what I'm seeing. And you're wondering now, when's this going to happen?
Yeah.
Have you really been putting yourself out there?
Probably not.
Yeah, because that's why I asked.
Yeah.
And the way I asked, too. I think you shouldn't be more, now, don't get mad. I'm not saying this to be mean, or take this in the wrong way. More assertive. I think you should assert yourself a little bit more. Get out there.
Yeah.
Yeah. And like I said in the beginning, are you the type that put that blanket up to the bridge of your nose and then pop it over your eyes?
Yeah.
Right? So let's bring that cover down a little bit and get a little more braver and just assert yourself that you can do it. I know you can do it.
I hope so, because I definitely want to move out of what I'm doing now. I don't think I'm suited really for what I'm doing now. And, you know, I was looking for something I'm a little bit more suited for, but I'm not sure, like, what that is. That was the only thing. And if I'm on the right track, even.
Yeah, you're on the right track. You know, it doesn't, in life, we take different paths. And we may think that I'm on the wrong path and what's coming up, it's already been laid out for us. We have our, I know people say, well, I am the holder of the key of my destiny. I know,
mm-hmm.
Sure you are. But in order to do that, you have to be on and doing things and assert yourself and get out there to do it. And then you'll be on that path. You're on the right path. I'm just looking. June is a huge month for you.
Okay.
June is tied to you. And June is a month for you here that's coming in. This is a big turnaround, like a big twist here for you. So in June, there's something huge happening for you.
Okay.
And I think this is where you're going to start to take this turn and go. But from now till then, which is not very much far off, because we're into February, let's say, February, March, April, May, June, right?
Mm-hmm.
It gives you time to actually get whatever you need to get together and assert yourself. Get yourself out there.
Mm-hmm.
I know I can see it, and it's June, and that's what's going to happen for you.
Okay. So there's nothing, I guess, no opportunities coming up earlier than that then, or?
Like that last lady called, I can't sugarcoat it. I can't say. No, what I got for you, hon, was June. Like I said, I wish I could bring June now for you. I really do. But no, it's June. That's your month.
Okay.
And it's going to happen in a big way. I feel that there's also a friend or someone that's involved in wanting to do this too. Or I feel two people. So I don't know if you have another person in that's trying to do the same thing as you, and you two are talking about it or what have you, but I'm getting that.
Okay, sounds good. Wow. Is this person, like a friend that I know or someone that...
No, this is an acquaintance that you know. Somebody is, it's going to be, you know, hey, you know, I want to do this, and two of you are, I see two. So
okay.
Two of you are doing it. But then I get the bad side of it, too. It's like going for a job interview and you bring your buddy,
uh-huh.
You know, and there's one position. You know what I mean?
Uh-huh.
Leave the buddy at home and you get the job. You know what I mean?
Okay.
Yeah. But I see two of you. this is good because it's camaraderie, and it's good to have a friend and who is in the right way is thinking of what you are as well. But we want to concentrate on you. We want to get you out there.
Okay.
But it comes in June, hon.
Okay. Is anything else come in June? Like maybe, you know, significant other or something?
Could you say a little louder?
Is anything else come in June? Like a significant other or something?
Oh, a significant other.
Yeah.
Oh. let me see here. You know.
Maybe before June, that'd be nice.
Well, again, you know, you're not putting yourself out there, are you?
Well, I'm busy. I'm still going to school. Still trying to finish up my master's. So.
Yeah, and you know, there's a guy, and there's a guy. I don't know if, wherever you're going to school. There's a fella. I don't know if you get your eye on him, but there's a gentleman I'm getting that's in that area. And it's funny. There's been signals sent. I don't know if you missed them.
I think so.
I think you might be missing them. Are you too preoccupied?
Hey, I guess.
Yeah, well, this, I don't know, this fella is a tall fella, not heavy set at all, and that's how I see him. And, yeah, I don't know if he's getting tired of trying or what, or if he sent, I feel like he sent a couple of good signals to you. And this got overlooked, overshadowed maybe. Take a peek.
Do you have like maybe a name or no? Or first letter or
something? To you?
For like his name or something, or first letter name or something. No?
Oh, okay, yeah. I'm getting like Jim, James. There's a name of Jim or James. So, yeah, Jim. James. There's a lot of Jim and James out there that need loving. but this guy, yeah, James, Jim, that comes to me. So keep your eye on that.
Okay.
And again, pull that blanket down from that bridge of that nose and don't be so shy.
I know. I definitely need to, I guess, put myself out there a little bit more. So,
yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, definitely. You'll be fine.
Okay.
God bless you, hon.
All right, thank you.
Have a great night.
You too.
Bye-bye. Yes, yes, yes. We should not take our covers and pull them all up to our neck and then leave ourselves bare from the neck down just so we can cover ourselves up from fright. Remember. Oh, hello, caller. How are you?
Hello?
Hello?
Hello.
How are you?
Good.
Good.
Hello.
And what's your name?
Michelle.
And where are you calling from?
Oakdale, Ontario.
Oh, cool, cool, cool. And we are going to talk about your house, right?
Right.
Okay. So should I actually start a little bit about your house first?
Yeah.
Okay. You know, I'm going to let the audience know about this. Michelle is a very, very dear friend of mine, and I went to her home, and I read her and her family, and it's amazing that what happened in her home. I'm going to give just a little bit of details of what happened here. The lady of the home had a sudden death, and when I was explaining earlier in the show about entities, and we shouldn't really call them entities because they were us at one time. We'll call them spirits. The spirits sometimes just get stuck, or they're not too sure what happened. Well, she had a sudden death in this home, and this is the home she lived in. And poor Michelle has been living there with her partner or husband type, quote husband, living arrangement, right?
Mm-hmm.
And that's her son. And so when Michelle moved in the home, the lady was still there. She's still stuck. So I went over to Michelle's house, and I'm sitting there. And I can feel her, and she's talking to me, and she's just natter in my ear. So I kind of, sitting on the couch with Michelle's mom, and Michelle's sister sitting at the table with her on the other side over there. to my left. So I kept switching my bum cheek and switching on the couch trying to turn left because I had the lady nattering me in my ear. And then I just got tired of it and I turned my cheek again. Pretty soon I'm almost off the couch. And I said to Michelle, Michelle, what did you do to the kitchen? There's something in the kitchen she does not like. Isn't that right, Michelle?
Yeah.
Yeah. I said, I looked up, and you know, Michelle, don't get mad at me, but that border you put up there, even I would squawk about it. It's terrible. But that's what she was calling it. She was getting on me about that. And there were some, you know, things that Michelle's the new woman of the home, and she's curious. And this is how they come. And Michelle has been having a lot of bump, bump, crinkle, crack, and creak, and whatever all through the nights. And she's actually recorded some of the stuff, haven't you?
Yeah.
And it's pretty amazing, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
You know, I've been in homes where I've watched the actual door slam, ceiling fans going faster than you think they were going to take the roof off the house, light bulbs where there was no light bulbs, but the light was on. Like, that's totally amazing, you know? And seeing the shadows and the orbs and what have you, taking pictures, and actually where I would be, and you could see faces of people where I was standing. It's amazing. And Michelle's going through this right now, and it's something else, you know. You really have a good story. And I'm going to tell people too, I have another book I'm working on, and I've actually taken Michelle's story and stuck it in there. I can't give you all the details because it is a most fabulous story. And I just thank Michelle from the bottom of my heart. She just, you know, is wonderful allowing me to do this. You guys will get this story sometime down the road. But it is amazing, isn't it, Michelle?
Yes, it is.
Yeah. Can you tell us a little bit of what you've captured, and noise-wise, on tape?
Well, you said doors slamming. I haven't experienced that, but cupboard doors, I've watched them shut in front of my face. I'm seeing a lot of things on the corner of my eye, which are a lot more full-figured now, you know what I mean?
Yes, yes, I understand.
My kids are seeming to see more than me, though.
Children are more apt to seeing spirits because they're more accepting. We're, you know, like us being, I'm not going to call you old, but I mean, we're older, right?
Right.
And we actually tend to, you know, we don't want that kind of thing. We just don't want to be bothered with it. But yeah, that's exactly just it. The kids are more acceptable and they take that in stride.
I find toys going off too.
What do you have going off?
Toys. Like when the kids aren't here.
Yeah.
Toys beeping and making noises.
Yeah, she's bugging you.
Yeah.
Yeah. You know, you just got to go nanner, nanner, stick your tongue out.
Yeah, and I've taken a lot of pictures in here as well.
Oh, yeah. I remember you showed me that one picture. I am still going to look at that picture again. That was phenomenal. In fact, I would like to take that picture, if you allow me some time, and even stick it in that one book I'm doing. That people get a real freak out of that thing. That's different. But
I couldn't see, but what you were telling me about the faces.
Right.
Yeah, I couldn't see it. I tried to blow it up.
And you couldn't see them, eh?
I couldn't.
Oh, the ones with the orbs, you mean?
Right.
Yeah, yeah. No, you can actually see them. And I'm going to tell you something, too. Sometimes people, I'll give you a quick analogy. There's feelers out there. There's people who can really, really, really do intuition. And then there's people who just do it. You know, like it's just second nature. Sometimes even with orbs and stuff like that, people can see. Some people can't. It's just the way it's brought in. But I did see those faces. I will pinpoint them out to you. I will show you. But I'm talking about that black thing that was curled up in a ball.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, that's pretty amazing.
Yeah, I showed people the picture and I said, you know, it's not clothing and it's not a toy because I have nothing that big and that black. I took that picture myself. And it was
right. You know what it reminds me of? Mm-hmm. The Wicked Witch of the West. on the Wizard of Oz. You know, I'm melting. It does. It's freaky. But yeah, that's something, that picture. I would really love to use that picture if I could in the book and do the story on that and what have you. But it's amazing what you got going on.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Anything else you'd like to share with us?
No. Just wanted to call and talk about this.
Yeah, well, that's fantastic. I really appreciate it. And don't take it to heart. I called you old. You're not old. And, you know, like I said, if you get anywhere that clinking, clanking going on in your house, just stick your tongue out, you know, and go nanner, nanner. You know, they can't hurt us. They just become a nuisance, right?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, yeah. Well, listen, I know you got to go. Thank you very much for calling.
Thank you.
You have a wonderful night.
You too. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, I would not want to call her old because I know there's repercussions. I know she's laughing right now. But, yeah, that house was something else. It's amazing what goes on in people's homes and the things I've seen and done throughout the years. You know, it becomes just second nature and to me because doing it. But other people go, oh, my gosh, now what's going on? And we get that effect again where we want to bring that. And I'm not making fun of Cindy, but I mean, we want to bring that blanket up to our nose and cover our eyeballs, you know. It freaks us out. And I will admit, I do get freaked out. I get freaked out often when things happen and come too quick to me. A good example was one time I was sleeping. I was in deep, deep sleep. And I know people can relate to this where you actually can feel and know and sense what's going on in your home while you're sleeping. While I was asleep, my wife was coming to bed, and I just kind of popped out of the sleep to look up and see if she was coming. And there was two of her guides, one on one side and one on the other, gold and flowing, beautiful. And I let this scream go out of me. Now, I know I'm admitting it, and I know you guys are laughing at me, but, you know, it does happen. And I did pull the cover, Cindy. Yes, I did. I pulled them way over my head when I was screaming. But, you know, that's just what happens. And that is just, you know, you're caught off guard and things like this happen. I like it when I'm wide awake and I know what I'm walking into. And it's amazing the things that would go on in homes. One home I did where the people, like I was explaining, the doors were slamming. So I went over there and I'd seen this and I thought, you know, I want to get the first bird's eye view of what's going on in this people's home. And I'm downstairs with the owner, and we made our way down there. The light from the kitchen illuminated the basement, so we had enough light to get down. It was fine. We get down there, and then his wife wanted to come down. Well, we started asking her to come on down, and all of a sudden it got really dark. Hello, caller. How are you?
Okay.
Hello?
Hi.
Hi, how are you?
Pretty good.
Good. Good stuff. What's your first name? Where are you calling
from? Robin. Robin from Ontario.
Robin.
Yes.
And
I was just calling about past lives.
Okay.
Because I have no hauntings.
No hauntings, but you want a past life.
Yes.
Okay. So, now, you know, sometimes when I'm going to say, if we look at some past lives of ours, that's
mm-hmm.
a haunting in itself, you know. Just kidding, you know.
Yeah, probably is.
Okay. All right, I want to take you, Robin, and I want to go back to, oh, boy. Let's go back to 1859, 1860 area. That's what I want to go back to with you.
Wow.
Okay, wow.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Now, 1860 area, Margaret. This name, Margaret. Now, I don't know if this rings a bell or you've thought of this name or you've ever felt this name. Margaret is the name in the 1860 area for you. I get and I'm also getting, coming here. It was in Canada. So
mm-hmm.
you're not like over abroad. You're here.
Okay.
And very, very, you pass away, and I'm getting, again, the age around 70. So, and I think back then, that was quite the age, being around 70. That was where you passed away. You had a full life. There was really
mm-hmm.
nothing wrong with you. I don't see anything that's ill or anything that you really, it's just natural causes. It's not too often you get that. It's not horrific. And you had three children, getting three children.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret would be the name. 1860. And again, 70 years of age, three children. Now, I don't know what ruby is to you. The stone ruby or ruby stone?
Mm-hmm.
Ruby. I
can't think of anything.
Pardon?
I can't think of anything like that.
Okay.
That would be significant.
Okay.
Too.
Well, this is a stone that comes with this here, with this Margaret,
uh-huh.
a ruby. So what would be the month of with a ruby in it? Do you know?
No, because mine's green.
Yeah. No, now yours is green now in this life.
Right.
Yeah.
I don't know. Ruby,
okay.
I don't.
There's some homework for you to check out, but that's a ruby.
Mm-hmm.
Margaret, three children. Now, one of your children die young. I know that. I'm getting that right now. And I'm seeing the age of, like, 10.
Wow.
Yeah. So, and I'm feeling very burdened here. Like, you lived your life, and you've carried that with you to the age of 70. But one of your children died, but it wasn't your fault. And I'm getting the thing here of the blame of immigrating, coming from abroad to Canada, and the fact that in 1860, Margaret, and she loses her child, one of the children at 10, but you put a lot of blame on yourself. This is how I'm feeling. And the ruby stone, so that's the month of you, ruby. This is where this all stems. And I'm going to go, and I'm going to say St. Catharines is the area. So whatever St. Catharines is a tie to you, St. Catharines is an area here that I'm getting.
That's, and you just see the one life, or?
That life, that's the only life I'm seeing for you at this present, yes.
Wow.
Because I'm just, I'm feeling that you had more, but right now there's a lot of stuff coming in just for this life here. St. Catharines is the area, 1860, Margaret. You pass at 7 years old. The ruby is the stone, so whatever the ruby month is for that, because I actually see on your finger ruby, so that's got to be your birthstone. It has to be your birthstone for that. Now, that's what I'm feeling. And the 10 of the child, the year of 10 years old. William is a male name. William is the male name that I write beside Margaret. So then William would be your husband. That's
okay.
What I'm writing beside there. And the arrow goes right to it. So that's what I'm feeling. That would have been your husband, William.
Okay.
And this goes back to that. Something to do with shoes. So that would be called a cobbler, wouldn't it?
Yeah, I think so.
Yeah, right. So then that's what he would have been doing, shoes. So William would have been a cobbler. And that's the word that comes, and I see shoes. So he worked on shoes.
Mm-hmm.
This is what he did. I don't know. Now, some of this might all make sense, and I hope you wrote it all down. There might be a connection here that you might see. But that's what comes for you.
Okay. All right. I just have another question. Do you see in this life, us moving? Kind of been throwing that around.
Yeah. When you say that, it's funny. I don't know if you like big towns like that, but Toronto area. I don't know if you like that type of area.
Kitchener?
Mm-hmm. That's Toronto area.
Yeah.
So you want to move to Kitchener?
Well,
is that your plan?
Work's dying. Pardon?
Is that your plans?
Well, we don't know for sure. We've just been throwing it around because there's more work up there.
Yeah. Well, that's what I'm getting. It's like the Toronto area. And
yeah. Thinking of renting to one of the children, the house we're in.
Well, there you go. Amazing. Amazing. There's a home. Is there a home that you were working on up there that you actually want to rent?
Oh, no.
Buy up there something? Because there's something that you're going to be working on a home.
I just came back from working on one, but it was my niece's.
Oh, okay. Well, you can't kick her out. That's right.
No, she owns it.
Okay, yeah. Well, there you go. That's what I'm getting for you. If that's your plans, then, that's what I get. So, and now you want to know when this is going to happen.
Probably, yeah, sure.
Yeah. Boy, oh, boy. Summertime is a big time. And I'm getting...
This wouldn't happen until after his father passes away anyway, because he takes care of him.
Right, right. But I'm getting a time of a midsummer time.
Really? Wow.
Yeah.
That's where
I think it's going to be like, okay, well, we have our chance, and let's do it. That type of deal.
Okay, man. Well, thank you.
You're welcome.
All right.
Great evening.
All right. Bye-bye.
Bye-bye. Yes, we cannot kick our nieces or our nephews out of our homes, no matter what it goes bump in the middle of the night in our house, or if we're moving or whatever, you know. But, yeah, amazing. That's pretty cool. Well, listen, folks, I am going to take another fast little break on you, and I will be right back. Hang on to that radio and give me a call. I will give you the number right now. It is... I'm trying to find it for you. It is 1-888-268-4313. I'm terrible, ain't I? I don't even got the number written down. 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697. That's 281-419-7697. Give me a call. We'll talk about what goes bump in the night at your house. And that's bump with the ghosts and stuff. See you in 5.
Robbie Thomas, a prolific writer, author of Spirit and the Other Side, has many accomplishments to his name. Robbie has been seen on television and heard on radio around the world, where he has reached out to so many, bringing comfort and joy to those who seek knowledge of life here and on the other side. Robbie can now be heard right here on BBS Radio every Sunday evening starting at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, to where he will answer your questions of loved ones, dream interpretations, past life readings, and help you better understand the spirit within you. You can purchase Robbie's book, A Link to Heaven, Chat from the Other Sides, from Barnes & Nobles in the United States nationwide or online at www.barnesandnoble.com. Also, you may purchase a copy of A Link to Heaven, Chats from the Other Side in the Indigo Chapter Kohl's stores in Canada nationwide or visit online at www.indigo.ca. Coming soon to bookstores near you are Robbie's latest writings, Signs from Heaven. The government of Canada has hailed this to be a truly inspiring work and an essence of spirit. A book that will give you inspirations for your everyday life. Robbie also has many other shows that are scheduled. You can check out those times and listings at www.robbiethomas.net or here at BBS Radio. And you can always forward your comments or letters on to BBS Radio and have the voice of your spirit heard.
And what goes bump in the night at your house? We have a caller online, I believe.
Uh-huh.
And what goes on, what in the world's going on in your house?
Well, this happened a couple of weeks ago.
Okie doke.
Okay. In the bathroom, taking a bath. I started hearing a bell.
Right.
A very light bell a couple of times. It caught my attention, and I looked at the bathroom door, and it was like it was moving. So needless to say, I had gotten out very quickly, and I do not shut my bathroom door no more. I mean, I've got all kinds of little strange things lately. This is LaDonna again, Robbie.
Oh, how are you, hon?
Okay. I've got all kinds of little strange things going on in this house lately. I mean, I see shadows, and I've got a green light that stays on quite often in my room.
Right.
It doesn't stay, I mean, it's not a constant on, but it's always in the same spot.
Okay.
And sometimes once in a blue moon, I'll see a red dot, but more green. Is there a difference?
No. It's funny. When we're talking here, I'm actually picking up a name, and I'm drawing. Like, that's what I do, right?
Well, I come into the room where it takes place. I don't know if that would help you.
No. You're fine. You don't have to go back in the tub. You don't have to go to the
wheel. I'm going to tell you, it scared me so bad. I carried a conversation with my dog for the longest.
Oh,
I asked her what she was doing.
Yeah. Oh, okay. There's a name of, actually, Robert. It's almost like me, but Robert. I am writing down. An individual passed over by the name of Robert that's connected to you. Now, it's funny coming through like this and dinging bells.
I'm sorry?
Like a chime, kind of?
Well, it was a very light bell. Very.
Right.
And I heard it twice.
Right. Well, this name of Robert comes through. And it's really funny because I'm putting like dashes around his name like to illuminate it. So I don't know if that what he's meaning by this, but I'm getting Robert, and I get like chimes. So it sounds like a chime rather than ding, 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 right?
Honestly, it did. It sounded like a light bell to me more than a chime.
Okay. You know how light chimes, like a chime will sound? It's almost like a bell, but that's what I'm hearing. There's nothing to be afraid of, and what I'm also getting too, there's something that happens in your home at 2 in the morning, 2 a.m. You often wake up and look at the clock or see anything at 2 a.m. because at 2 a.m., I don't know if you've noticed yourself, but I'm getting that sometimes you'll wake up, take a look, it's 2 a.m. and something's happening, but that's the hour it happens. Now, this is the hour that's pertaining to Robert.
Okay.
This Robert. There goes my second, third pen. Yeah, that's what's pertaining to. So I'm getting the hour of 2 a.m. for Robert. So this must be the hour that this Robert passes away. And it's 2 a.m. That's the feeling I'm getting. That's the real strong draw I'm getting from this. So that's how it is. And it's just funny.
Is it this green light that I'm seeing or the door?
I don't get no green light.
It's here. I know it's here.
Right.
Because I get off late. I'm up at 2 o'clock in the morning.
You get up at 2 o'clock in the morning?
No, I'm up. I don't get home till like 12 or 1 o'clock in the morning.
Okay, so 2 o'clock in the morning.
So it's like it's waiting on me.
Okay. Well, this is what it's tied to this Robert. And I get just peeping in on you, like just visiting. So
you do this quite often.
Yeah, but it's nothing bad. It's really nothing bad. If you don't want him there, if you really don't want him there, you can get rid of him.
I'm not afraid of this one.
Okay. Yeah, no, there's no problem. But if you do want to get rid of this, you can get rid of them. There's no problem in that at all. But
I'm still having problems. I've tried everything. I told you before about my writing.
Yes.
And it's still, it just, now I've got two to contend with.
Well, you know,
it's like they're you know, getting more and more on me.
Right. When you do what you do, and this goes for anything or anyone else out there listening, do not take on too much what you cannot handle. Do not bite off more than you can chew.
Uh-huh.
Only take little bits by little bits. Give yourself, LaDonna, the power of intent. Okay? Give it to you. give the power suggest to you. Do it yourself. I know I still get feelings of other people interfering here. More people giving you advice than, you know, that should be giving advice. And I feel like I'm getting confused to the point where I like what they're saying. I like what they're saying, but oh my gosh, there's just so much and everybody's got a different angle on everything. Do for you, and I remember I keep telling you that, do for you, because you have the tools inside you. You are the most positive individual. You're the most positive entity of yourself. Spirit of you will not be fooled, because you cannot fool yourself. So,
wait, Robbie, if I sit and I try to write for someone else, most of the time they'll come through. But when I write for myself with the problem that I'm having, that's when the jokes start getting played.
Right.
When I start asking for myself.
That's one thing when you have a one-on-one with God and Spirit,
mm-hmm.
when you ask for things, that's different. But then when you're writing and asking for things for you, in the lines of what's coming up in my life or whatever, and what have you, let's deal with the day. Because I know what I'm getting, and you can correct me if I'm wrong, I still get people writing stuff down, folding it in paper and praying to it, or praying for it, or this, and this is what's bothering me. I don't think that's proper. I really don't, because we should not ask God or Spirit.
Well, if anybody's doing that, I don't know about it.
Okay. Remember last week I said there was someone around you who does that. You said, yeah, I have a friend who does that.
Yeah. But
right?
I know. Well, okay.
You don't do that, okay?
No.
No. Just stay true to yourself and live the day. Let's not worry, like tomorrow. I don't worry about tomorrow till it comes, because I'm the most happy-go-lucky guy in the world. And I know when it comes, I'm going to wake up and I'm going to enjoy the day. And I'm going to go and, you know, have fun talking to people and what have you. That's what we should look forward to. But we live today, because I'm thankful I'm talking to you. And when you start to ask for things in a certain manner, sometimes it's like overburdening people in general. And you say, can I have, can I have, can I have? Then people start to think, oh my gosh, you know, all the time. Well, same thing with Spirit. We should not invoke or have them give us so much, because we have to learn on our own as well, because we are a separate entity.
Mm-hmm.
Do you understand? Do you follow me?
Yes.
Yeah. I know you can do it, and, you know, try doing that now. Instead of always asking, see what you want to put in words and ask for. See if you can actually humanly do it yourself and get that.
Mm-hmm. Well, I sure enjoyed Robbie. I really did. I don't have to worry about Robert then. He don't bother me.
Oh, good. Good. No, because I don't feel there's no bother there. I really don't.
No,
it's just
this
like,
one here. It's just when that bathroom, all that incident, it terrified me. Because, I mean, I do, you know, once in a while, I do see shadows. And it's kind of, I get bad vibes.
Yes.
When
yes.
I see them moving across, and you look and you know what you've seen.
Exactly.
It's like somebody sneaking around you.
Yeah.
I don't
like
that.
If you don't want them there, you know, just tell them, say, get out or pay rent. You know, it's one or the other. Right?
That's a good one.
Yeah. Listen, you have a great night.
You too, Robbie. Thank you so much.
God bless you, hon.
You too.
Bye-bye.
Bye-bye.
Yes, those darn spirits, you know, I'm starting a movement. We are going to start to make them pay rent. They take up our space here. They make the noise. You know, there's got to be a law against this somewhere. I'm going to check the Constitution on entities. But yes, folks, give me a call. 1-888-268-4313. Once again, 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697. And let's see what goes bump in the night at your house, unless you want to talk about it. And we will find out if you are like Cindy. Cindy, I know I'm picking on you, but if you pull those covers up to your nose and pull them over your eyes, but hey, I've even done that, and I've admitted it. It's the, you know, it is something else when we are caught off guard and we see those shadows, or we see a fast light, or we catch things on film and what have you. It is really a special time. We are evolving. We're starting to get in touch with our spiritual side when we're able to see these things. It's not coincidence. No, it's not. It is really happening to us. 1-888-268-4313. 281-419-7697. And you know, once again, we love to hear your feedback. Give us, write us, give us your letters. Send it to contact@bloginservice.com. We'll post them and I will write back to you guys. And we do have that riddle. I know I'm going to say it again. Here we go. This is for an autographed book of my book, A Link to Heaven, Chats with the Other Side, which you can actually get at Barnes & Noble across the states, barnesandnoble.com. You go in, you order it, get it, you read it, and you enjoy it, and you say, Rob, that was a good book, you know? And you can get it in Canada at any Indigo, Kohl's, or Chapter Store right across the nation as well. Here's your riddles. Last week's clue was, just when you thought nothing was about to appear, something will be making noise, and we will be there. The week before, it was, seeing is believing, and that is what we are about. Grab hold of your popcorn, and we'll be giving you a shout. This week is, holy cow and holy crow, one for the money and two for the show. There's your riddles. I know they're corny, and I know they're funny, but you're going to figure it out, and somebody's going to win that book. Heck, you might get two of you that might get the answer. You know, that would even make me more happy. So that would be fantastic. I got a little news I'd like to share with everybody, too. In 4 to 6 weeks' time, I have my second book coming out. It's called Signs from Heaven. It's had a review from the Canadian government and many individuals who have read it. Check it out. It's coming, folks. It's been sought after for such a long time. And finally, I got my butt in gear, and it's been done, and it's ready to come out. Signs from Heaven. 1-888-268-4313. 281-419-7697. What goes bump in the night at your house? Is it just the clankering of old pipes? Or is it your husband getting up in the middle of the night to go get a sandwich in the kitchen? No, we're hearing things different, and we're seeing things different. So if you have a question, give me a call. Dreams. Got any dreams you want to be interpreted? Give me a call. Any questions at all? Give me a buzz. Here on BBS Radio, we aim to please. And I say that wholeheartedly because you are the listening audience and we care about you. So remember, when you write in, write to us, tell us your views, post me some questions, put your name, John, Ontario, Canada, and I'll post it on my website or the page that's on BBS Radio. We always here at BBS and A Link Radio, Link to Heaven Radio. It's about you, and we mean that. You are the very institution. I always say that, institution, because you are very special people, and it's about you. So, without further ado, give me a buzz, and we can talk about whatever goes on in your home. You know, I did this one house. It was a paranormal investigation, and when I was doing it, the one fella says to me, you know, my mother-in-law sees this apparition, and I've seen her too. We want to know what's going on. So I walk in the house, and I kind of get this feeling, I'm sensing this woman, and I just didn't understand, you know, this strong presence, why? And I turn, and I look, and I got a glimpse of her. It was exactly what he described, but that was very fragmental for me to see her. It was just a very small speck. So I tell him, I want to look out that window. So we pull the blinds, and I see this ugly tree. It was a terrible marker tree. It had faces on it. I tell you, it was the most ugliest thing. He tells me, we don't look out that way just because of that fact of that tree. So I said, okay, fine, well, let's close it. And I said to him, I know for a fact there's something on the side of this house, and you're going to be digging up bodies. So he said, well, I don't believe that, but in the spring, I'm changing my water lines. I'm going to dig them around, put them around the other side of the house, and if you're right, I'll give you a call. I said, you got a deal. So sure enough, spring rolls around. I get this phone call, and I'm driving up to the person's home. There he's standing there with a big smile on his face, and he's holding a skull. And he goes, you were right. And I said, yeah, I knew it. He dug up 5 bodies right in a row. 1, 2, 3, 4, 5. Right on the side there. That spurred a huge dig all along the government waterfront under the bridge. And this is a little town of Point Edward. And they dug up all this ancient artifacts. It was an ancient burial ground. It was amazing. It was just totally amazing. So as the story goes, this fella, and we'll call him Bruce, decides he wants to hang on to a tooth. He hangs on to a tooth, puts it in a little bag, and he puts it on his little cork board, and when you walk in the house, you can see it. And I tell him, I say, you know, that's the wrong thing to do, because the First Nations came by and did their ceremony and laid the bones to rest. They took the bones to Toronto to begin with to do forensics, because they thought it was a murder scene and what have you, and they dated the body 700 years before Christ. So he's hanging on to his tooth. And sure enough, he's still getting all this activity. And he's seeing things. So I went to the house and I said, well, why are you doing it? He goes, well, could it be this tooth? Well, did I laugh? Like, what are you doing? What are you in your right mind hanging on to her or whoever's tooth this was? And hanging on to a tooth anyways, like, yuck. So anyways, I told him he had to rebury it. So he reburied it and said a prayer. Without a lie. As soon as he was done that, I think it was the next day, the day after, we had one horrific storm here. That tree was hundreds of years old, was hit by lightning, and it was split in the middle. It just missed his house, and it just missed the house on the other side of him. It was amazing. So it was just like, finally, these people were laid to rest, and it was over with. That was a story and a half, and tell you, it was a great story. What goes bump in the night at your house? Give me a call. 1-888-268-4313. 1-888-268-4313. Or 1-281-419-7697. Entities. My little girl goes upstairs in my home. And she's running around playing, and the two little girls obviously love the older girl's bedroom because there's bigger older girl toys there. And so they sneak up there as much as they possibly can and get into trouble, you know, as kids do. So my little girl, her name is Mackenzie. And she's very intelligent. She's 8 years old. This happened last year. She was 7. She decides to sneak upstairs. And did she get a little bit more than what she bargained for? She's running upstairs, turns the corner to go into my other daughter's room, Jessica, and a huge scream comes out of Mac, like death warmed over. She runs down, falls down one flight of stairs, gets up, running again, screaming and crying, falls down the second steps, gets down in the kitchen, saying that she's seen the little boy. And so I take her back upstairs. Reluctantly, she followed me. But I made her actually come because I wanted to see what was going on. We get up there, and I said, what happened? She goes, I turned the corner, and it was right there, Dad. Black little boy. He was all black. Those black entities, little entities, spirits. And sure enough, you know, I was saying, holy smokes, Mac. You know, unbelievable. And she can see. She senses. She's very intuitive. It's funny. We start digging in my backyard, and the little boy, so-called little boy, turns out to probably be a little girl, and we dig up bones in my backyard. And this used to be the oldest farmhouse in this area. And it was an animal, but along with the animal, there was clothing of a little girl. So it was amazing. Back in those days, a long, long time ago, family buried family on their land. So this is where this all comes from, and we found the human remains. We buried them and did a ceremony and what have you, did it proper. But it's quite amazing what we get in our lives, and it's just earth-shattering. We take a look at stuff like that and go, holy cow, you know, it's amazing. Give me a call, folks. Tell me your stories. 1-888-268-4313 or 281-419-7697. I will be right back after this break. We'll take a fast little 2-minute break, and I'll be right back. Give me a call.
Robbie Thomas, a prolific writer, author of Spirit and the Other Side, has many accomplishments to his name. Robbie has been seen on television and heard on radio around the world, where he has reached out to so many, bringing comfort and joy to those who seek knowledge of light here and on the other side. Robbie can now be heard right here on BBS Radio every Sunday evening, starting at 7 p.m. Central, 8 p.m. Eastern, to where he will answer your questions of loved ones, dream interpretations, past life readings, and help you better understand the spirit within you. You can purchase Robbie's book, A Link to Heaven, Chat from the Other Sides, from Barnes & Nobles in the United States nationwide, or online at www.barnesandnoble.com. Also, you may purchase a copy of A Link to Heaven, Chats from the Other Side, in the Indigo Chapter Kohl's stores in Canada nationwide, or visit online at www.indigo.ca. Coming soon to bookstores near you are Robbie's latest writings, Signs from Heaven. The Government of Canada has hailed this to be a truly inspiring work and an essence of spirit, a book that will give you inspirations for your everyday life. Robbie also has many other shows that are scheduled. You can check out those times and listings at www.robbiethomas.net or here at BBS Radio. And you can always forward your comments or letters on to BBS Radio and have the voice of your spirit heard.
Welcome back, everybody. Hey, do you keep the light on at nighttime? Are you afraid of the dark or what goes bump in the night? How old were you when you stopped turning that light off or turning it on? Well, you know, I ain't going to say this story, but I just heard a funny one. But, you know,
oh, you can tell them. Go ahead.
You know, Don was just explaining to me, you know, right up until he was 20, and he still sees...
No, I was about 28 before I stopped turning off the light.
Oh, my gosh. See that? You know, he was an old man. He still had the light on. But he still, you know, like everybody, he sees them. He sees them all the time. It's amazing. It's just a human factor. We are who we are, and we do just get scared. It's not the fear of what we don't know. It's a fear of what we do know. So we know that they're there. We're just scared. You know, that's just human. And I will tell a secret too. Yes, I used to leave the light on, and I get scared. Get up in the middle of the night sometimes still and kind of peek around the corner to see if anybody's waiting for me, because, you know, I had a guy come in my bedroom, and he's sitting there, and he's going, sign, seal, deliver, I'm yours, right? And he's singing this, and I'm thinking, oh, my gosh, what is this guy doing in my bedroom, and especially at 4 o'clock in the morning? And this guy's in there, and all of a sudden, I'm looking around, and I can see him. And there he's coming. And he's going, signed, sealed, delivered, I'm yours, right? And he's got a good voice, by the way, not like me. But anyways, and he's singing this song. And I'm thinking, oh, my gosh. And he starts to tell me. His name's Mark. And he's telling me about his girlfriend or wife that should have been, that he passed away prior to getting married to. And it's just, you know, it's amazing if you can get an encounter like that. That is spirit-wise. Being trapped and having people who have been, say, murdered. And you guys all know that you're listening that I've done murder cases. And I work murder cases. And I get all the information through the nights, and it's just a long process and stuff, but you get used to it. And when you start to see these shadows come, and they start to filter in information to you, it's a freaky thing. It is, you know. I do my freaky dance in bed. I do. I honestly do. I pull the covers up, and I do. And it just happens. But, you know, what goes bump in the night at your house? It is ghosties. And it is, I don't like the term entities, but we can use that. It's spirits. They're not here. They can't hurt us. You know, it's, you offer love to them. All the compassion, love that you can give, you show them the way to go home, and they will go. You have to be affirming in your voice and within. Show them. Give them the reassurance that they're loved. There's the other side, their family. They want them there. Guide them home. This is what we're here for. We're here to help each member. They were human beings one time, too, and they're just free spirit. We have to set them free. Their spirit's stuck here. Folks, this has been one beautiful evening. I thank each and every one of you who listen and tune in and call in. You are all very special people. A Link to Heaven Radio is your radio, and it's right here on BBS. Check us out every Sunday, 7 Central till 9, 8 Eastern till 10, taking your calls, doing everything we can possible to help you out in spirituality. The show is about you. It's about awareness. It's about everything. God bless everybody. Have a most wonderful night. Good night.
You have been listening to BBS Radio, a blogandservice.com production and a service to others endeavor. Thank you very much for tuning into our radio program, and we wish you much peace and joy on your journey.